The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Georgia Wall, who is the founder of the Ceremonialist.Earth, which is a website for the services that she offers around creating ceremonies to mark and honor key life transitions. And Georgia, thanks for joining us today.
Very happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And you certainly offer a very unique service that we really have not seen in our Voices.Earth podcast series. So it's really exciting for us to talk with you today. And before we really dive in, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came about to be a ceremonialist.
Sure. So I've been making ceremonies my whole life, as a child and a teen. And as an adult, I started really making ceremonies for friends and family. And then about 2 years ago, I really formalized this part of my practice to, you know, to offer it as a service to the world. But it definitely sits at the intersection of other practices I have. I'm an artist, I'm an educator, and I really see ceremony making as using a lot of those skills that I've been kind of cultivating through other endeavors my whole life.
That's great. And tell us just overall, why are ceremonies important to humanity?
I guess I think of humanity as made up of individuals. And I really believe that ceremonies are an important mode for processing our lived experiences as individuals in a way that's direct and honest and allows us to really acknowledge and honor the complexity of what it is to be alive. And I think when we bring a certain reverence and attention to the experiences we are going through as individuals, it allows us to begin to see where they intersect with the more archetypical nature of the experience of being a human and, you know, the sorrow, joy, awe, loss that humans inevitably experience within the arc of their lifetime. And I see that being with ourselves in a really thoughtful and an intentional way as a gateway to connecting with others and therefore humanity at large.
That's great. That's really cool stuff there. And would love to hear more about the actual ceremony services that you offer.
Sure. I work with individuals, as you said, to honor life events and transitions. And it's very unique to the person or people that I'm working with. So I have worked with individuals and couples in more traditional to offer more traditional ceremonies around weddings, births, graduations. And then I also work with people who are in a more, maybe in more subtle transitions, working through a creative block or in a transition that isn't usually linked to ceremony. So the end of a relationship, I've done a lot of divorce ceremonies, ceremonies for individuals who have just experienced abortion. So areas of our lives that don't often get acknowledged through kind of at least public displays of gathering or of acknowledgement.
Yeah. And what's really interesting, especially for stuff like divorce or some of the more challenging things in life, I imagine these ceremonies that you provide really help people put them on the path towards healing. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I predominantly work with individuals or couples or, you know, self-selecting groups, but I also have worked to create ceremony spaces for people to gather who have gone through a specific event and don't know each other. And I do really think there's so much healing that happens in community. And again, the reverberations between our own personal lived experiences and the lived experiences of a stranger who maybe has a lot in common with you. You know, I think that's where, again, it kind of, I think about the humanity aspect of this work.
That's great. And certainly, you know, COVID-19 has been a weird time for everybody, or with most of us working remote now. Do you do a lot of your ceremonies now remotely via Zoom? How have you pivoted, I guess, with the pandemic?
Yeah, I have. I'm doing everything virtually. I start with a pretty in-depth conversation with the person that I'm working with, people that I'm working with. And that's, I really see that as part of kind of the process of processing. It's usually an hour-long conversation and it's very open-ended. And from that, I gather all the materials to then compose the ceremony. And that ceremony, it comes in the form of a document which has images, and it kind of is an outline or a score that is then used as a template to perform the ceremony. And more often than not now, individuals are guiding themselves through the ceremony, that kind of third part after they've received the document. And yeah, I see that as something new that's emerging because I can't be there. I mean, I always offer to be there on Zoom or, you know, be present to guide, but I really believe all of us are ceremony makers. I mean, we all have rituals that we do, even if it's just making coffee in the morning. And I think that, yeah, that people can work with a template and really breathe life into it and fill it, make it their own. And that's been something really beautiful to see in this kind of strange virtual time that we're in.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And we've certainly seen that across the board, just in the business world. You know, life continued to move on in the Zoom world. And we're very fortunate that the technology existed before the pandemic, you know, coming into this strange time now. We really appreciate your insights. Some very interesting services you offer there. And one of the things that really caught our eyes was your website is theceremonialist.earth, and you are a .earth domain name user. And why did you choose .earth for your website?
I think it goes back to this idea of ceremonies as a mode for linking us all together. I think, you know, I don't work with a specific tradition of ceremony making or lineage. I really think of myself as a facilitator and a guide, and my service is to help people find the ceremony that exists within them. And I think that that's a universal truth that we have that within us. So I was just drawn to .earth because it felt like it opened up the space for this work not to be fixed within a certain tradition or geographic cultural location.
That's great. So overall, what does the future hold for your services? And I guess just for the concept of ceremonies overall, what's your future vision?
Yeah, I have lots of visions. And it is always changing and pretty responsive to what I feel is the emergent need in the communities that I'm kind of coming into contact with. But one hope that I have is to work with industries, the wedding industry, the funeral industry, the birthing industry, to consider how ceremonies can be more sustainable and more socially conscious, especially when we get to a large scale event. How do we intentionally create a sacred ceremony that doesn't exploit the earth and the people who are, you know, the service people who are maybe helping to make it happen? So thinking more holistically about the intention of a full event, from, you know, who's cleaning the space after, you know, from the very small labor that goes into an event all the way to, you know, the highest intention. Why are we doing this? What are we here to acknowledge or honor?
That's great. You know, Georgia, we really appreciate your time today. And like I mentioned, this is a unique offering that we have not really highlighted in our podcast series. So we're really excited to speak with you today and kind of dive into your services. Yeah. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I don't think so. I will say I'm just honored to be here and listening to your podcast and learning about the individuals who are using .earth. I feel honored to be in company with such amazing individuals and people who are really thinking about how to create a more sustainable and a better earth for us all. So I'm really happy to be here.
That's great. Appreciate those kind words there. And what a great way to end this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Georgia Wall, who is the founder of the Ceremonialist.Earth, which, as we mentioned, is her website that highlights the services that she offers around creating ceremonies to mark and honor key life transitions. And Georgia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.